Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. One industry brings millions of dollars a year to the state in taxes and fees, and you're not likely to see their offices on your main street. Last week, Governor Shumlin held a press conference to announce the 1,000th captive insurance business in Vermont. Here to explain it all to us is Dave Provost, the Deputy Commissioner of Captive Insurance for the Department of Financial Regulation. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jane. Glad to be here.
So we actually did a whole show with you a couple of years ago about the captive insurance industry, and you helped to explain that these are basically wholly owned subsidiaries created expressly for the purpose of insuring a parent company.
Right.
But can you break that down again just to make it really understandable?
It's companies assess their predictable risk. It's much like, on a much grander scale, what you and I might do with a flexible savings account at work, where we try to figure out what we really expect to pay during the course of a year, and then get insurance for what the unexpected case might be. So on a larger scale, companies can analyze their history and project what their expected losses are going to be, and they might as well handle those themselves rather than paying an insurance company to handle that and just trade dollars back and forth. And then they buy insurance from the traditional market for the unpredictable events that might happen.
So this is not taking away the role of buying insurance for something else. For example, I may be able to have a flexible spending account to deal with some expected medical expenses, but if my house burns down, there's no way that I'm going to be able to cover that myself. I need separate insurance for that.
Absolutely.
So companies do the same thing.
Exactly. It's a symbiotic relationship. It doesn't eliminate the traditional insurance market. It simply focuses the company on loss control and prevention in the first place by owning its own insurance company for its predictable losses.
And the idea here is that they're not just giving money in premiums to a commercial insurance interest that then they never get to see any of that back?
Well, almost. They're you know, what if they were buying traditional insurance, they would expect to see a good deal of it come back in the predictable losses. So rather than give that money to the insurance company just to get it right back, they keep it themselves and take care of those themselves. And then they give the money to the traditional market for things that they can't handle themselves. The big hurricane, the building burning down, whatever that catastrophic event might be.
But my understanding is also the profit margin for your own insurance, your own captive insurance company, is going to be different than if you were trying to cover those predictable losses with a regular insurance company.
Yes, they are recapturing a good deal of the profit from the traditional market.
Vermont, as I just mentioned, now has 1,000 captive insurance companies here in the state. Can you just rattle off a couple of names of who has captive insurance here?
Well, my kids get tired of me saying that company has a captive, but almost any name brand you can think of. Walt Disney has a captive here. Walmart, Whirlpool, General Motors, Ford, Toyota, the oil companies, ExxonMobil, almost any company you can think of. Macy's department store has a captive here.
Why are they here? One of the reasons that the captive insurance industry likes being in Vermont is apparently because we are well regulated,
right,
which is not something that you typically hear of as being necessarily a real gold star. So why is regulation a good thing?
Well, these are regulated industries, and so the companies that are forming a captive insurance company want to make sure, if you're the risk manager of a corporation, when you go to the board or your senior management, you want to make sure your insurance company is in a place that is regulating that company effectively. So they figure out how much money belongs in that company. We agree or disagree on that amount, and we monitor that company. We examine the captive every few years. We keep an eye on the parent company to make sure they're doing all right. So it's you're putting money in the bank, and so you want somebody to help you watch that money responsibly. So that's what we do here as far as the regulation goes.
And you have 30 people in your office who are dealing with captive insurance. So are they monitoring these companies?
That's their job. That's 26 of those 30 are out in the field on a daily basis doing audits of these insurance companies.
Have you ever denied a captive, I don't know if it's an application, is that how it goes?
Sure. We've denied a number of them. We generally try to discourage them from even submitting an application if we don't think it's going to work. So there are plenty of folks that never get to the point of giving us an application because we just look at their program and say it's not a good fit for Vermont for whatever reason that might be. Sometimes it's just our statute can't address every possible contingency, so sometimes we'll just tell them, look, State X has a better fit for this program that you have.
Why is this something that Vermont is so eager to embrace?
Well, we've worked very hard at this. We passed these laws back in 1981. We were one of the first states to do so, and we were very consistent in our application of these laws. And what it generates for us, after 30 years of hard work, it generates about 1,400 jobs in the state, both direct and indirect jobs. It brings in about $26.5 million in tax and fee revenue alone. And all those jobs create additional taxes. These companies have to have a board meeting every year in Vermont, so they travel to Vermont, generates tourism dollars. It's just a wonderful business for Vermont.
How do you see it changing over the next few years? We just celebrated our 1,000th captive insurance company. Right. Where do you see this industry going?
It continues to grow. It is it's becoming more popular with smaller companies. It's still a large company kind of industry because you have to have the money to cover your losses. It's not something you can do if you don't have money. But it's growing across the country, and more states are passing these kind of laws trying to emulate Vermont. But we're holding our own and getting the kind of business that we want to see here, forming captive insurance companies.
Dave Provost is Deputy Commissioner of Captive Insurance for the Department of Financial Regulation. It oversees the captive insurance program and regulates it. Dave, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.